everyone knows and no one cares. It sounds harsh, I know. It sounds a little like a clickbait episode title, and I'll admit it, it kind of is. But what if I told you I think adopting this mindset just might be the key to completely transforming your church marketing and communications? That's what we're talking about on this episode of the MyCom Church Marketing Podcast. Thank you, everybody, for listening. My name is Dan Wunderlich. I'm a United Methodist pastor, and we're back with another episode from this unique and challenging season that is the 2020 pandemic. Now, before we begin, just a side note, I mentioned in the last episode that my church was getting ready to resume in-person worship. Well, of course, we record these podcasts weeks and sometimes even months before you hear them, and with the resurgence of coronavirus in my state and our local community, we are not meeting in person. Now, hopefully you tune into this podcast for church marketing and communications advice and not medical advice or public health directives, but know that our entire team here at the podcast and at UMCOM are praying for you and your church leadership as you navigate this challenging season. So whether you're a solo pastor doing church communications alongside your regular duties, or you're a ChurchCom staffer or volunteer, you are the front lines of caring for and communicating with your church through this. We're right here with you. I am literally doing this too, and we'll get through it together. Okay, on to today's topic. The question I want us to consider today is, what problem are we trying to solve with our church marketing? Because the truth is, church marketing, all marketing really, is a solution to a problem whether we realize it or not. Let's consider an example. You post on your church's Facebook page the following: join us for worship live on our Facebook page Sunday at 11 a.m. That's a fairly standard post. I've seen it all over lately. Maybe you've even posted something like this. Well, what problem is this post trying to solve? This post is trying to solve the problem of awareness and information. The post is solely focused on the what, the where, and the when. What? Worship. Where? Our Facebook page. When? Sunday at 11 a.m. Now, this post will be effective for those who already want to worship with you but don't know where or when. That might include people who are actively looking for a church, but it will mostly be effective for those who are already connected to your church. Now, I'm not saying it isn't important to communicate with your church members, particularly if this is the first or second or maybe even third Sunday that you're streaming your worship on Facebook or you've changed the time, then a reminder like this is helpful. But if worship has been at the same place and the same time for months now, your people don't need this reminder. Now, they might need a reminder, but they don't need this specific reminder. And they definitely don't need it on this specific channel, your public Facebook page. Send the reminder via email or group text or even within a Facebook group for active members and attenders. But a post that simply focuses on logistical information assumes that the primary or even only thing keeping people from joining you is information and awareness. Posts like these simply don't move people to action unless they're already 99% of the way there. You know, if there's someone actively looking for exactly what you're advertising and you happen to hit them at the right time, that's great. But that's more coincidence than it is effective strategy. And sure, there are some potential exceptions, but it kind of proves the rule, and you'll see. This is more likely to happen around something like a Christmas Eve service, where people are specifically looking for a Christmas Eve service near them or at a time that works. Just in the last couple weeks, my church has received a bunch of fresh food from the Farmers to Families program, and we created Facebook posts and did Facebook Live videos that were essentially just free food at this address on these days at these times. And you know what? Those posts went gangbusters. More people watched those videos than watched our worship services. Or for a non-church example, when the musical Hamilton came to my town, all the local theater had to do was tell me when, where, and how to get tickets, and I moved to action quickly. But what's the common denominator in these exceptions, and how does it prove the rule? The motivation to take action already exists. People already want to go to a Christmas Eve service. You're not convincing anyone that they need to go. People know they need food during a challenging time. It's not like we needed to convince them, oh, hey, you didn't think about getting food, did you? And I already badly wanted to see Hamilton in person. The theater didn't have to convince me this was a show worth seeing. You see, marketing that seeks to solve the information and awareness problem makes a fundamental assumption. Everyone cares, but no one knows. Can I be brutally honest with you? It's likely that your church hasn't actually faced that problem in at least 10 years, if not longer. Now, I don't know if I agree with that, Dan, you might be saying to yourself, hopefully not out loud, especially if there are other people around. But here's how I come to that conclusion. The problem of awareness says things like, no one knows that we exist, either our specific brand or maybe where we're located. No one knows how we're different. You know, we are actually welcoming. We have a great band. We have a good preacher. Where no one knows what we're doing, either in general or specific events or programs. We're starting something new and people don't know that it's going on. But the truth is, even if people don't know the specific answers as it relates to your specific church, they do know that churches exist. And unless your church is doing something so radically different than every other church in town, there's a decent chance they know that churches like yours exist. And if the primary thing keeping them from attending a church like yours is logistical details like time, date, and location, well, you know, they know how to use Google. They do it for restaurants all the time. Recently, instead of a vacation, my wife and I did a taco crawl in our town. We got takeout tacos from different restaurants each night of the week. And now I had not heard of a single one of these places before this week, but I knew I wanted tacos. I cared, but I didn't know. But it was because I cared that details like address and hours were all I needed to show up and engage with these local businesses. So yes, one of your top priorities should be ensuring your details are available on places like your Google Business profile, UMC Find a Church, on social media profiles, but in the About or Bio section, and definitely clearly on your website. There are people out there, especially this time of year, like maybe families who moved during the summer between the school years or people who want to get back into a more regular routine in the fall, who just need to know when and where they can check out your church. But that isn't the case for the vast majority of the people in your community. So I'm here to argue that everyone cares and no one knows is actually backward. It's the exact opposite of the lens through which we should view our primary problem as church marketers. Instead, we should adopt the perspective that everyone knows and no one cares. Now, first, let me say this. This may sound like a really discouraging perspective. No one cares about my church. That does sound kind of rough, but the truth is, not caring isn't the same as disliking. You see, I'm not saying that you should adopt a negative mindset. Actually, there's a positivity that comes when we see that this is all about opportunity. Ryan Holiday writes in his marketing book, Perennial Seller, if the bad news is that no one cares, the good news is that there are lots of ways to make them care. You see, the problem of how to make people care is much more challenging than designing a graphic with a date and time, but it's also much more interesting and creative. I would even argue that taking this approach in your marketing and communications can help you reflect on and even potentially improve how and what you do in ministry in the first place. Because if you can't think of a reason that people should be excited about what you're doing, you have a much bigger problem than marketing. But if you're doing the kind of ministry that loves and serves the community, that leads to life change, that grows people in their faith, or that helps them come to know, love, and trust Jesus Christ, focus on telling them about that first in a compelling way that invites and moves them to action. And if you can do that, getting them the what, where, and when will be easy. And now, listeners, we want to hear from you. Does your current marketing seek to solve the problem of information or motivation? What are some creative ways you get your community to care about what your church is up to? Email us at podcast@umcom.org, and we just might share your story on a future episode. And you can, of course, use that email, podcast@umcom.org, to send us any feedback or topic suggestions you have for the show. We always love hearing from you. And finally, if you found this podcast to be helpful and you'd like to make sure other church communicators like yourself find this resource, the two biggest things you can do are share this episode with your friends and colleagues, or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or whatever service you're listening to us on right now. Thanks again for listening to the MyCom Church Marketing Podcast.